Hello, I'm Gavin Horgan, headmaster of Millfield School in Somerset, the largest co-educational boarding school in the UK. Welcome to the Millfield Way podcast. Here, you'll hear from teachers, coaches, and students from Millfield and Millfield Prep School. Millfield is traditionally different, and this is the Millfield Way.
Hello, and welcome to this Millfield Way podcast in conversation with Cameron Seeley. My name is Liz Webb, and for this episode, I'm pleased to be joined by Millfield's head of basketball, Cameron Seeley. Hi, Cameron.
Hi, how are you, Lizzie?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, yeah.
Excellent. And so this is the first podcast that we've done about basketball. It's a popular sport here and one that lots of prospective students ask us about. So can you tell us, Cameron, a bit about your career past and your previous roles before you came here?
Yeah, I started quite late in basketball and then progressed up through some teams, ended up playing on a couple of professional teams in Wales, also played for Wales, captained Wales, and then I've also coached the senior men's team in Wales.
Wow.
So it was quite a quick rise. I was pretty good at most sports before that and came to basketball quite late, but then it just seemed to be the right fit for me. Also, I've worked with a lot of governing bodies regarding camps, residential camps set up there. We had a big camp here at Millfield, which was sponsored by Nike at one stage.
Yeah.
And was one of the biggest camps in Europe. I've also done some work with Irish Federation for their basketball camps, and we'd worked with the Portuguese for a camp in Portugal, which was just before COVID. Another one of my roles was to be, I was performance director for Basketball Wales for about 5 years, which there I was responsible for overseeing all of the performance programs across the age groups and the seniors. So that was an interesting role that I really enjoyed.
Nice. And I understand you mentioned working with Nike there, and you've also worked with the NBA. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, that came through the camps here. So the camps were sponsored by Nike. So we had a lot of contact with them. They set up a tour around Britain, where we would go into different cities, set up in a big venue and run a day session for kids, free to come. And that was with Nike and the NBA. So we had some NBA guys coming on along to those things. And it was just over a year, we did some weekends, and then over Easter we did a 2-week tour on a tour bus around the country. And then, yeah, that was funded by Nike and the NBA.
Fantastic. And so what made you want to take up basketball as a sport when you were young?
Like I said, I was quite good at other sports. And I came to it when I was about 15, so quite late. And it was literally, I watched a bit on TV and thought that looked interesting, looked like a fun sport. I then found a basketball in my local shop, started bouncing it around on the street behind my house. And a friend of my father's who lived opposite saw me and then said, "We're playing the basketball on a Sunday evening. Do you want to come along and try it?" And so I did, and then just found that that was the one thing I wanted to carry on doing. So that's where it kind of, that's what got me into it, was just seeing it on the TV.
Fantastic. And you're a pretty tall person. What height are you?
Yeah, I'm 6'4", but not in basketball circles.
No.
I'm quite small in basketball circles.
Yes.
It's quite funny. We had a wedding, and if you ever go to a basketball wedding, but it's quite different to every other wedding. Everybody's, you know, it seems like everybody's tall.
Yes, yeah.
And so the normal sized people actually look quite small in basketball weddings. Yeah.
And so does your experience so to date with basketball, do you feel like that's shaped the type of coach that you are here at Millfield?
Yeah. Obviously, being a team sport, it's about being involved in a team environment. I always try and tell the players that I work with to try and be the best that they can be, and encourage them to work hard and those type of things. And that's come from, you know, my career. I wasn't very talented, so it meant I had to work quite hard at getting to where I wanted to get to. And so I just try and use that to, you know, encourage kids to do the same.
And so how did you end up being at Millfield coaching basketball? What was the kind of path you went on?
It was a connection with one of the coaches to come and do the camps. So I came here to do a summer camp, residential summer camp. Really blown away by the facilities. And then a few years down the line, I was working in Taunton. and I got asked to come up here to help with the senior team. So I was coming up here for one day, working with the senior team, and then it just progressed from there to a role came up, set up for head of basketball. So I came for it and got it, and really enjoyed working here. It's such a great environment to be in.
And so for how long have you been here?
10 years is my 10th year. But the camps I've been coming for 25 years.
And has a lot changed in that time?
Yes. Quite a bit of, obviously, the facilities have changed. The dining hall's in a different position and everything else. But yeah, the feeling around the campus, I think, has remained the same, which is what attracted me in the first place. It's just a nice place to work.
And so how many students do we have here on the basketball programme? And can you tell us a little bit about what the programme looks like?
Well, I've just had my reports that I have to do for at the end of this term, and I've got 115 to do, which is a mixture of, we've got some girls on there, we've got some players who, you know, just do one session a week alongside another sport, quite a few multi-sporters. But yeah, the programme is open to, you know, if they want to do basketball, we try and fit it in around, a lot of them do a main sport of football, rugby, hockey, whatever. And so we try and fit it in around that. So it's a comprehensive programme compared to a lot of other schools. It's not quite an academy programme, but it's, you know, it's still a comprehensive programme for anybody who wants to come to Millfield to do basketball.
And I understand those coming into year 9 can choose it as term 1 sport,
yes,
if they don't want to do rugby, is that right?
Yeah, it's game of the term along with rugby.
Yeah.
So we get some very keen basketballers, but we do also get some people who are not keen to do rugby.
Yes.
But that's fine for us. It's, you know, we take all types, so I'm not one of them coaches who likes to just choose the elite, because basketball is quite a late development sport, so you can come into it late. I'm proof of that. And so I don't kind of turn anybody away.
And so 115 now on the programme at the moment, is that a number that's grown over the years?
Yeah, definitely. I'm still trying to get a girls' programme alongside their other games options. Mm-hmm. We're hit by facilities a little bit at the moment, and we've got some staff now, which was always the other issue. But hopefully, if the Barracuda gets a new floor, then that opens up some other options for us and I can start a girls' programme. Lots of girls come here and have played basketball in previous schools, mm-hmm. And you know, get to play a little bit of basketball, but not as much as they would like. So that's my next target, is to try and get a girls' programme.
And in terms of the kind of basketball scene in the UK, do you think it's grown in popularity in recent years across the sector, or
it's very big in state schools, not so big in the private sector. I think they're a bit more traditional with their offerings, but I think that's changing now with a lot of international students coming, because they are not traditionally rugby players or hockey players or whatever, so we get more and more foreign students asking to play basketball. So I think that is changing even in the private sector. It's been one of them that's been knocking on the door ever since I've been playing. It's always about to burst into, you know, a huge sport, but it's quite difficult. And so it's got a place. It's very well participated in, particularly inner city areas. So there's plenty of kids playing basketball, and I think it's the second most played sport to football.
Oh, wow.
In a lot of areas.
Yeah.
I think it may get a little bit bigger, but the professional game at the moment is not great. So it doesn't give the kids the avenue to really go on and be a professional basketball player in this country, which is difficult.
And you've got to be pretty fit to be a basketball player, haven't you? You're sprinting up and down the court.
Yes.
I did it a little bit at school when I was young, really enjoyed it, but you've got to be super fit.
Yeah, it's one of them sports. I like that. When I played football, rugby, lots of other things, and I liked the intensity of it. That's why we can sub 5 and 5 off, because it's a short, sharp burst of energy, which I like, suits me, or suited me, not anymore. so the tempo's pretty good, in terms of getting up and down, so you have to be quite fit. The court's quite small compared to a rugby pitch or a football pitch, but everything is done, you know, at full speed, so it does get quite tiring,
And do the students enter any competitions? How often do they get to compete against other schools?
Yeah, or? So we're in quite a few competitions. We're in the National Schools Competition with 14, 16s and 19 boys. Also, there's a inter private school, independent school section, which is held Southwest Winter League, which is 9 teams from around the Southwest. So that runs up to Christmas, so that gives us some fixtures as well. And then we're in a club league as well for 14s and 16s, which we play against clubs on the weekends, which is great because we just can't get enough fixtures with schools, so we end up playing against clubs. But we're competitive, so it's a good outlet for them.
And so how many teams do we have across the school?
So we have under 14s, under 15s, under 16s and under 19s, all boys at the moment. And we do have quite a number of girls, so I am looking to get them a couple of fixtures, potentially this, if not this term, next term. But that's the number of teams that we have.
And a squad is usually made up of how many?
15, 20. We've got 20-something in our senior squad at the moment. A team is 10, but I like to share it around a little bit, so
yeah.
Most people get to play, particularly at the younger age group. We have a lot of guys in the year 9 group who've never played basketball before, never played a basketball game before, and you know, we put them in the team and let them have the experience of representing the school, because I think it's important at that age.
And those that may come to the school with more basketball experience that perhaps want to take it further, what opportunities do we have for them?
We have links to external clubs. So there's a link to Huish Tigers, which is in Taunton. We're under 16s, we've got under 16s and under 19s players who've travelled down and trained with those and play in the English National League on the weekends. So that's a higher standard.
Yep.
So that gives them another outlet for those guys who are at that level.
Yeah, fantastic. And who else works alongside you? I'm sure you don't do it all by yourself.
No. I've got Charlie Cusden, who has come to the school recently, the last couple of years. He helps me with coaching the teams and getting stuff organised, etc. He's trying to develop his coaching skills and his refereeing skills, so he's quite into his basketball. He played a little bit when he was younger. And then we've got Ellie Joss, who again has come fairly recently to the school, 2 or 3 years. Ellie helps out with the Year 9 programme and also goes down to the prep school to do some sessions down there, trying to keep the link with our prep school. And she does a great job down there, and that inspires the kids when they come up to Year 9. They can't wait to come and play basketball in Year 9. And then I've got Chloe Sinton, who helps out with the Year 9 group and also does quite a bit of the admin side of it.
Fantastic. And do we have any success stories from Millfield Basketball? Anyone that's got
A number of years ago, we had a guy who left here and went to play professionally in the BBL, which is the professional league over here. And more recently, we have a lot of guys going on to play for uni.
Yeah.
So guys captain Bath Uni basketball, which is good standard.
Yeah.
Different uni universities. The big thing is going to the States for any basketball player. And a couple of years ago, we had a guy who went to the States and has just signed for Utah University in Division One NCAA,
fantastic.
which is a really big. That's the best standard you can play in college basketball. So that's really good. We don't get many of those guys, but the pathway is there for them if they want it. We send other kids to high schools in the States as well. So the pathway's there if we get those guys who are really keen.
Yeah. And in your experience, what would you say makes a good basketball player? What are the kind of the characteristics or the skills that you're looking for?
How long have you got? I think it comes down to a couple of things, really. It's being able to be coachable is a huge one. Not coming in with an ego, thinking you're better than you are, and listen to the coaching, any advice that they're giving you, and trying to listen and learn and execute what they're telling you. That's a big one. And also take responsibility yourself. Don't rely on the coach to teach you everything. There's lots of resource on online now that you can get. Go and shoot on your own. Take some opportunities to get into a gym or do some physio work, some physical work. Work on your shot, your ball handling. There's all the skill factors that there's a lot to learn in basketball, and you can improve a lot by taking responsibility for in your own time. So I'd say, be coachable and don't rely on other people to do it for you.
And in terms of, you mentioned there, kind of getting into the gym or accessing those other services that we have here. Do you spend time with the students doing S&C sessions, or how does that all link in?
Yeah, we do have S&C. I tend to leave it to the experts. And so we have an S&C session for basketball that the players can access. And then again, you know, we ask them to keep themselves in decent shape. We train every day, so we've got an opportunity to keep ourselves fit. I like to use on-court things, so we're getting fitness and playing basketball at the same time, mm-hmm. rather than just running up and down. But yeah, there is time when they can go and do some, just an S&C session to improve their physical well-being.
And we always kind of come to the last question on the podcast, which is what three key takeaways would you give our listeners in terms of the basketball program at Millfield?
I'd say try and be the best that you can be. Give yourself the best chance of that. So it is things like look after your diet, look after your sleep patterns, get some, you know, look after your body in terms of being, get some physio if you're injured, or resting, stretching. Do a few different exercises as well in terms of sports, or maybe go for swimming and running. So be the best that you can be and give yourself that chance. Just practicing a bit of basketball and not looking after those things, then you're not going to give yourself the best chance. So I'd say, you know, look at it as a whole thing. Second thing would be follow your own journey. Kids, not only in school but elsewhere, are always looking at somebody else, thinking, I want to be like them. And I think you can get caught up in, not everybody can be, you know, the best basketball player in the world. And so you have to look at where you are and look at your journey, and it'll be different to everyone else's. My journey was certainly different to the players that I played with, because I came to the sport late. So don't try and put yourself up against other players. Just think, this is my journey. How can I be the best I can be, and not worry about anybody else? That's the second one. And then the other one is try and enjoy the experiences that you have. Sport should be about enjoying it. And if you get to the very elite level, then obviously there are some times when it's going to be slightly less enjoyable, but then you should be getting paid for it. So if you're not getting paid and you're not enjoying it, why are you doing it?
Yeah. And actually, going back to, so your career, what was your best moment, do you think, when you were playing?
I think when I can hark back to winning cup finals and different things, but they tend to be short-lived. I think my best moment was probably when Wales won our first game when I played. We lost a lot of games, and then we finally won an international for the first time over in Ireland. So that was kind of a big step for us. Like I said, we weren't a very talented team. I wasn't a very talented player, but we worked hard and tried to get the best we can. And yeah, we came up with a win. So that was big. After a lot of losses, it was nice to get our first win. So that's what I remember.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for your time today, Cameron. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Millfield Way podcast in conversation with Cameron Seeley. Thank you and goodbye.
Okay, thanks very much, Lizzie.